Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being prepared for trial. And not necessarily a court trial, but simply for the trials of life. But we discover as we look at the court trial that Jesus faced and endured, some of the other trials of life that came with it. Trials of life that we often experience. And so far we've talked and prayed about the trials of testimony, of rejection, of knowing that sometimes those come with insults. But today we're going to focus in on the trial of accusation. I don't think any of us likes to be accused of things, whether we did it or not. Sometimes it's simply the tone that a person uses that sets us on edge. Sometimes it's because they're false accusations. Sometimes it's because it's too near the truth. We're afraid. But as we look at Jesus, who was accused of many things, we find, I think, some guidance. Matthew 27, verse 12, says, "When he, that is Jesus, was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer." If you read through the gospel accounts of the trial that Jesus faced, whether it was before the chief priests and the Sanhedrin, the religious leaders, or whether it was before the Pilate and the governing officials, you'll discover that he gave very little response. And for the most part, the responses that he did give were simply to affirm that he was God, that he was the Messiah, that he was indeed the one they were claiming that he was. But as they bring about the false witnesses, those that were brought specifically to bring up testimony that was not true, Jesus did not feel the need, or perhaps more importantly, he knew the folly in answering. And I think that sometimes that's the hardest part of dealing with the trials of life, which include accusations, is not defending ourselves. And it's not that there aren't times that we ought to defend ourselves, but to seek God's wisdom, to seek discernment in knowing, is this really going to be productive? Is the other party or those that are watching even open to learning anything? Or is this simply going to drag me down to their level? You see, sometimes, and maybe oftentimes, the result of responding to accusations becomes a cycle where we begin to respond, well, unfortunately, in a manner more similar to them than to Christ. And that simply brings out more from them, which brings out more from us, which brings out more from them, which brings out more from us. And it isn't long before the entire process is muddied up. And the people that are exposed to this, well, they generally aren't exposed in a way that encourages discernment. And so they begin to Well, believe maybe all of it's true. And we damage not only our reputation, we damage the reputation of our witness for Christ. And sometimes we think that that's what we're protecting when we respond in like manner to those who accuse us. The old me thinks thou dost protest us too much. The truth sometimes hits a little too close to home, even when it comes in a package that is filled with accusations. And Jesus could be silent. He could allow his reputation to rest on his character. There was an awareness that nothing that he would say would really change anyone's mind. And there was a recognition on his part that, well, where he was headed to the cross was where he needed to go. And I think many times we miss the even thought that maybe the trials that we are experiencing are designed to get us to where we need to be. Without a trial, there's no way to take Jesus to the cross. As much of a mockery of a trial that it was, to simply take a man out and to hang him on a cross would have, well, brought down the wrath of Rome. There had to be justification. It was a land of laws. Whether they were just laws or unjust laws, there was still a process. And Jesus understood that the process had to be completed so that his work could be completed. And we, maybe I could be more clear, I don't like discomfort. I'm guessing you don't either. And so we often fail, I often fail to understand that the trial that I'm in may be part of the path to get me to where I need to be. And so my defending myself against accusations may actually short-circuit what needs to be done. And so it requires great wisdom and discernment. It requires much prayer and understanding. There may well be times that we must defend against false accusations. I'm not saying that that's not possible. But we must be very careful. Number one, that the accusation is as false as we want to claim that it is. But number two is this: going to be improved by my defense? Or am I just going to make the matter worse? And unfortunately, I would love to be able to have an easy checklist mentality that says, if this is the case and this is the case, then go ahead and respond. If this is the case and that is the case, then don't respond. But it's not that simple. Perhaps the best question to ask is, my response selfish? Or is it really meant to help others? You see, we deal with accusations day in and day out. And sometimes the hardest thing to do is to just let them bounce off and to allow God to deal with it and even allow God to use it for the benefit of the kingdom and for His glory. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You. Thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to endure the trials of life. But not just endure them, but to flourish through them. To see them used as a means to get us to where we need to be. Spiritually, emotionally, physically even. We find through the life and example of the Apostle Paul of the actual trial that he would face before judges and magistrates and eventually before Caesar were all moving him from place to place in order to spread the gospel. And God, sometimes the accusations of life are present to make us think, to better examine ourselves and our motives and our actions. And sometimes they hurt because there's too much truth in them. Sometimes they hurt because there's no truth in them. And so, God, I pray that You would help us to not only endure the accusations, but have wisdom in when to speak and when to be silent. And Father, that in the midst of all of that, we would look to Jesus as the one who chose not to respond because He knew where He needed to be. And so, God, today, may You fill us with that kind of wisdom. May we be more concerned about protecting our relationship with You and the reputation of Jesus than we are about our own. And God, today, in whatever accusations we face, may we hold fast to Jesus. May we lift Him up in any response that may or may not be needed. Even lifting Him up in our silence, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.